Thank you. As to the first question about the conception of human rights that's being mobilized here, I think it is generally the case. I must say myself, I hadn't quite thought of it in these terms, but I think it is generally the case that it is an obsession far more with civil rights even than political rights, and then a very narrow set of civil rights, really the right to life and the right not to be tortured, etc., even at the same time as that's being undermined within the U.S. and by some former liberal voices within the U.S. However, on this point, I have to be fair to Michael Ignatieff, because he has fairly persistently made his argument, not when he's arguing about Iraq per se, but more generally, that a commitment to human rights must also entail a commitment to social goods, to social rights and the like, and to aid, development aid. He is, after all, originally a Canadian, and so he needs to say something about aid. That explains it. So I think it is true that in almost all cases it is an obsession with civil rights first, political rights second, and hardly ever social rights, although Ignatieff is in fact somewhat better on that than some of the other liberal hawks. And one might want to trace that out in terms of T.H. Marshall's conception of citizenship as well. Secondly, Kofi Annan, and is Kofi Annan a liberal hawk? Yes. That takes care of that one. And thirdly, you can come back to me if you want to. Thirdly, the Lex Americana idea, empire's law. How do we fight against this? How do we find alternatives? And many of us are working on alternatives to it at a theoretical, analytical, conceptual level. But as we all know, that means nothing if we can't, in fact, do something on the ground. Here one gets caught in this being the biggest question. I mean, I suppose that one begins by saying that we need to resist empire. We need to publicize the negative consequences of empire, in part, I would argue, on the very same grounds that the ideologues of empire make their case. And so I would be most inclined to try to fight it on the grounds of human rights as a counter-hegemonic sort of strategy. Others will want to do different things. I think the most important thing is that the anti-war movement broadens itself out, as it is doing, as an anti-empire movement, an anti-imperialism movement. And it's that sort of set of mechanisms, I suppose, that gives us some hope in the world, albeit a very moderated hope.